Grammar Girl here. Verbal ambiguity can lead to a range of confusing scenarios. Guest writer Rob Rinalda explains. But first, this episode of Grammar Girl is sponsored by GoToMeeting. You can save time and money by hosting meetings online. GoToMeeting is the easiest, most secure way to hold an online meeting. Everyone attending simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com, and then they can see whatever's on your desktop on their computer screen. Walk people through a PowerPoint deck or a product demonstration. The service also includes phone and voice over IP conferencing. Grammar Girl listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. That's more than $50 in savings by going to GoToMeeting.com/podcast and signing up for a free trial. Again, visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast and sign up for a free trial. Someone once said, between Springfield and St. Louis, there's only one brain surgeon. Oh, came the puzzled reply. Do you mean that if you combine all the medical professionals in those two cities, there's only one brain surgeon? Or do you mean that within the territory that one must traverse to pass from one city to the other, there's only one brain surgeon? Turns out it was the latter. There's only one brain surgeon practicing in the region between Springfield and St. Louis. As with many words that have multiple interpretations or applications, between can create confusion. Between 2003 and 2004, one might write. Well, guess what? There's nothing between 2003 and 2004. There's not an infinitesimal fragment of time there. It's one year or the other. If you use the between 2003 and 2004 construction, you may be trying to describe a time spanning all or part of those 2 years. Or you may be trying to contrast one year against the other, and there are better ways to do both. For example, let's say you want to talk inclusively about 2003 and 2004. You could write in 2003 and 2004, or from 2003 through 2004. Now, from 2003 through 2004 is still a bit nebulous, as you're not specifying when in 2003 your starting point is. From the start of 2003 through 2004 makes it clear that you mean from the beginning of 2003 through the end of 2004. If, on the other hand, you want to contrast 2 years, make that clear too. In 2004, more than 3,500 bison flew out of the Buffalo airport, contrasted with 2003, when only 1,900 buffalo took wing. As an aside, because the compared to and compared with constructions are so widely, almost zealously botched, spare yourself. Use liken to and contrast with, and you'll save yourself about $100 a year in headache remedies. However, if you must, here's the quick and dirty tip. Compare to refers to similarities, and compare with indicates considering both similarities and differences. For example, Squiggly could compare a flying bison's takeoff to that of a Chinook helicopter. When he uses compare to, he's noting the similarity. On the other hand, Aardvark could compare a bison with a Chinook helicopter to look for clues about how a bison could fly. When he uses compare with, he's examining both things that are the same between a helicopter and a bison, and things that are different. Two more notes on between. It's often used as a preposition, and when it is, use the objective case of the pronouns. Just between you and me. That's between him and her. There's a rift between them and us. We also recently covered the difference between the words between and among. As a brief review, you often use between when you're referring to two individuals or entities, and among when you're referring to people or items in a larger group. But it's much more nuanced than that, so if you're interested, refresh your memory. It was episode 207. Now, back to ranges. Very often, a writer will use a range in mentioning a collection of distinct yet closely related elements. Contributors range from internal communicators to external communicators to public relations professionals to journalists to bloggers. Gee, that's not much of a range, is it? The quick and dirty tip on using the word ranges is this. Make sure your range really spans something. Imagine the range is like the one in the song Home on the Range, offering a wide, expansive view of an entire landscape from end to end. Your range can span many things: time, size, the alphabet or a continuum of dress designs throughout the ages. You could say the totem poles in the display ranged from 3 feet to 4 feet tall. Her hair color over the years had ranged from platinum blonde to raven black. If you're describing a collection of things, use the words as diverse as or as varied as instead of range. His collectibles were as diverse as steam calliopes, odd-shaped persimmons, and Esperanto bartender guides. Include also works, too. Contributors include internal communicators, journalists, and bloggers. Remember this, though. When you use include, don't list every contributor or whatever. Those who are included are a subset of the entirety. Thanks again to our sponsor this week, GoToMeeting. Visit gotomeeting.com/podcast and sign up for a free 45-day trial of their online conferencing service. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast for a free 45-day trial. This podcast was written by Rob Rinalda, executive editor for Reagan Communications and WordZar on Twitter. That's word_czar. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, the author of the paperback book, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. That's all. Thanks for listening.
www.tingroom.com